This is the Week in Geek, your source for geek and pop culture news that's trending now. Like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter at Twig Radio. Do it now.
Welcome back in to the Week in Geek, your source for geek and pop culture news that's trending now. I'm your host, D Squared. Let's go to the guest line. Ben Barnes, actor. You'll remember him from Billy Russo or The Punisher, General Kerrigan from Shadow and Bone on Netflix. Actor, but also singer and songwriter. His debut EP has dropped, Songs for You. And actor, singer, songwriter, but also thirst trap. But listen to this. Good sexual chocolate, Ben Barnes. Ben, how are you doing today, man?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I love that you go by D Squared. A few of my friends used to call me B Squared, so I feel like we've got that in common.
That is awesome. Yeah, Ben Barnes. I'm David Ducourbier. It's long and French, and people murder it all the time. You know, I'm down here in New Orleans, but I go by D Squared on the radio. Ben, how are you doing today, buddy?
Yes, very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, man. Look, let's talk about your new EP, Songs for You. That was 11-11. And look, let's talk about it. You started writing some of this stuff during the lockdown, but you've been filming now. And honestly, I was just today years old when I found out that you were a singer. But man, dude, I'm loving the EP so far. But talk to me about your EP, man.
Yeah, so I think, I've always kind of kept these little journals of lyrics and phrases. I've always loved words. Obviously, you know, being an actor, you know, scripts and words are always very important in how you deliver these words and how you want to tell these stories. But it just became time, I think, through the course of the lockdown and everything. I knew I would regret being, you know, 85 years old and not having done this, not having put some of my own music out into the world. And so I just kind of reorganized my priorities to make sure that I could share something a bit more honest and authentically myself. And so that's what I did.
Well, look, I mean, and the videos that go along with all this stuff, I mean, like you've got amazing Hollywood directors helping you. You've got your co-star from Westworld joining you in this. Talk to me a little bit about the 11-11 single where you were in a Los Angeles theater and just what went into all that.
Yeah, so I wanted to make a couple of videos for the EP because I wanted to sort of bridge between my career as an actor and the music. So I wanted storytelling videos and obviously those where I had my contacts in terms of getting Lee Krieger, who directed some of Shadow and Bone, to direct the first video, and Evan Rachel Wood from Westworld to star in it with me because I'd seen her do such extraordinary things in that show, and I knew she would, you know, just be game to come and make that video in a day and play all these different women. And it was very rewarding seeing all these images from my head that, you know, I just come up with that concept of having this solo audience member listening to you. And then as you wait, you make your way through this dusty old theater that you would see the same face everywhere you turned and in everyone. And it seemed like the perfect kind of metaphor for the song, really. And then I was able to get Floriana Lima from my co-star from The Punisher for the other video. I felt very, very lucky that these people were rallying to come and help me tell these stories a second time.
We're visiting with Ben Barnes, actor, singer, songwriter, B Squared. Now, a little bit about, I guess, I love just what all went into that. But I mean, you've been kind of doing the music thing since, since you were a kid, because I stumbled across this gem, Ben. I love this song. Hold up. There you go. Eurovision. This song, I'm vibing to this song too, buddy. Talk to me about High Rise.
I was most certainly not vibing to that song. So
what?
Maybe we didn't have as much in common. That was just, yeah, it was something I was recording some big band jazz at the time. And then the management company asked if I wanted to replace someone in this pop band. And after 2 weeks, we recorded that song for the Eurovision. And the next day I called up and went, do you know what, guys? I can't do this. This is not where my This is not where my heart lies. I can't, with the dancing and everything, I just couldn't, it just wasn't for me. But, it, you know, at the time, I think, you know, JT, Justin Timberlake and NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, they were really sort of, they were really booming. And so it seemed like maybe it would be a good way in, but it wasn't where my kind of passion lay, I think. I think I wanted to do music to tell, to continue to tell stories and to have it feel like it hit with something, chimed with something real. And I think even though I was young, that felt like it was sort of performative for its own sake, which I think it was, which there's nothing kind of wrong with if people are bopping their heads to it, for sure. But it was just, I knew it wasn't quite the right move for me.
So Bubblegum Pop is not on your playlist, but what are your inspirations for your new EP? I don't know why I keep saying AP, Associated Press, your debut EP, Songs For You. Who were your influences? Because you've got a lot of, you know, like piano, but jazz, organs, all kinds of stuff going in there. What were your influences for this music?
I do. Well, I think it was, the answer is basically every person I've ever loved, as a musician, from when I was very young, through the bands that my dad loved, from, you know, the Beatles and the Doobie Brothers and Queen. There's a lot of influence of those bands in there. But then also the kind of Motown stuff, the Stevie Wonder and the Donny Hathaway and the Ray Charles is the stuff that I love the most, the absolute most in life. So there's, you know, a sort of sprinkling of that and sort of the slightly more dramatic stuff, probably from my musical theater days and everything. So, you know, it's a little bit sort of cinematic, some of the stuff, some of the string arrangements and things. So I think it's, you know, like we are as people, we sort of collect these memories and we collect these influences and we become who we become. And this music, it's not trying particularly to sound like anyone or anything else. It's just influenced by all the things that I love.
Now, Ben, I only got about a minute left, but I'm thinking about, you know, all these comic book movies. You know, you play Billy Russo in The Punisher. I was looking for a musical superhero, and the only thing I could come across was Music Meister from DC Comics. It was a bad guy against Batman. Could we make some sort of new musical superhero or villain for you that we can?
I think that's a very, very, very strong idea. I know that some of those shows, CW shows and things sometimes have musical specials, but I think an actual musical superhero would be. I mean, a musical villain to against Batman would be kind of an amazing thing. I think that's a great fight.
Yeah, like a Black Canary shoots, you know, like vocal, like woo, 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 all that. That's the sound.
I played a lot of bad guys. It's not outside of my wheelhouse.
Absolutely, Ben. Look, thank you so much for your time today. I really do appreciate it. People, go out there and check out his debut EP, Songs For You. 11/11 is my favorite. Thank you so much for your time today, Ben. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Later, B squared.
See ya. I wish for you
to be happy. There you go. That was Ben Barnes. His new EP out now. Songs For You. This is a good song, man. I don't care what y'all say. That was fun. All right, so coming up.